Welcome to the Mind Body Business Show. The three keys to your success is just moments away. Here's your host, Brian Kelly.
Hey, welcome to this very special edition of the Mind Body Business Show. I'm Brian Kelly, and normally we don't do our live shows here on Wednesday evenings, but we've had a wonderful sequence of events, and I say that a little bit facetiously. And it just brought up a topic to my mind that, so many people think that the life of a successful entrepreneur is just a walk in the park. You know, once you've achieved that heightened level of success, that everything just comes easy. It always just falls into place for them, and they've just got it made. You know, and you watch their Facebook posts and their social media posts, and you read their emails, and it's all, you know, just rosy and beautiful all the time. And so we lose sight of the fact often that, you know, actually, it couldn't be farther from the truth. Entrepreneurs really, they experience more problems than those who have not yet achieved success. Because the more successful you become, the more problems you are faced with to solve. And it's just the absolute truth. And the thing is when it comes to life events, we're also just human like everyone else. Things happen. And so case in point, today, just earlier today, my son was in an auto accident. And thankfully, he's fine. And so is the other person that was involved directly with him. The thing is, and many of you already know this who have been following the show, had another special edition where he had been rear-ended just a couple weeks ago, 2 or 3 weeks ago, and he was okay in that too, and just got his car back yesterday, just got it back. It was beautiful. They did a phenomenal job. It was minor damage on the rear bumper, but it looked brand new. They detailed it. It just looked gorgeous, and one of his first trips in his car after getting it back, he got into a much more serious accident as far as the car is concerned, and unfortunately there were injuries involved. And so I actually went to the scene. He called me right away, and I went to the scene to take pictures. And don't worry, there's no gore in this. These are just the cars. A phenomenal job by the rescue paramedics and the sheriff's department. They were there well before I arrived, and I, you know, got out of the house as fast as I possibly could. It's only a few miles from our house. My son was literally, he had just left, and he was literally on his way to the gym to go work out. He's just an avid exercise workout fitness fanatic. And he was on his way to work out, and he called me. And, you know, you have that inkling when you get those calls, because especially from, you know, he's 22. He just turned 22 this past Sunday. The younger crowd, they typically text. And so when I get a call from him and he had just left a little bit sooner, you know, that gut, that feeling in your gut kind of hits you, right? And so that was happening with me. And I was, you know, I was like, what's up? And he said, someone just cut me off and I've been in an accident, Dad. And I think my car's totaled. And he was very upset for obvious reasons. He wasn't aware yet of the fact that other people were involved. Actually, it's what caused the whole thing to happen, was it happened in front of him. And basically what it was a very large waste management truck, a garbage truck, was in the right lane quite a bit ahead of Wyatt, but he could see it unfold. And it started to make a wide turn, so it veered left in order to then start turning right. And another car was speeding in the right lane and didn't notice that massive truck was taking a right turn right after it veered left and just plowed into it. And then they got pinned on the side of the road against a railing on top of that. And that individual was rushed to the hospital. And if you're at all squeamish, I'm going to just say what happened to her. It's not no gore. But go ahead and turn your volume down for a few seconds. And when the coast is clear, I'll give the thumbs up like that. If you're listening on a podcast, just turn it down for maybe 10 seconds or so. So go ahead and turn it down right now. So that individual, they reported, had a fractured skull, and she lost an eye because of this accident. So very horrific, taken to the hospital right away. Okay, thumbs up for all of you. You can come back. And it's very unfortunate that that happened to anybody. And then there was another individual that was also injured on the other side of this truck who was just sitting there at a red light waiting for their turn. And because of the wide turn and then the subsequent impact on the other side of the truck, put the truck into that car. And I was told she was also taken, or he, I'm not sure which, was taken to the hospital as well. So two individuals there. So that's three vehicles involved. And Wyatt hasn't even gotten into that area. Wyatt is my son's name. And so he comes up to, he's coming up to the intersection, sees this unfolding. All this is happening quickly. He's going the speed limit. I know him. He's a very careful driver. And then a young lady veered from a lane to his left that was in front of him, going much slower than him, veered from the left, crossed over in front of him right in the middle of the intersection. At that moment is when she's changing, quote-unquote, lanes, when there are no lanes, and then applied the brakes right in front of him. And he just had no place to go. He couldn't react fast enough and ended up hitting her in the rear end of her car, and it sent her into a front yard fence of a home that's right there on the road. And I have pictures here, so I'll show those to you as we go through this. And the purpose of this isn't to say, you know, woe is me, woe is Brian. That's not the right screen. I'll bring up the other screen here in just a minute. It's about the lesson of, you know, life happens. It happens to all of us, doesn't it? And interesting thing is it seems to happen, these incidents seem to come in threes. And I was talking to my son. You know, we took care of business, got the car towed. By the time I got there, the ambulance had already left. The paramedics had done their job. They literally had to cut the top off of a car to get the first young lady out. And, you know, it was quite a scene once I arrived to see all of this and all of the debris from the five vehicles total that ultimately were involved. I am looking for my... let's see, I will do it this way. I'm going to bring up a video here in just a moment. Just hang with me. I just threw this together post haste. There it is. So that's my son's car, BMW. You can see the damage on the right, which is nothing compared to what the families are going through right now, this very moment. That is the young lady who, that's where she got wedged in between the big waste management truck. She's the one that was injured badly that I talked about when I asked you to turn your volume down if you're squeamish. She was, at the time, reported to be alive. And here is the car that Wyatt was involved with. And there's the message that, ultimately, we are blessed. We truly are, because at least there were some that walked away from this injury-free. And it appeared that everyone kept their lives, thankfully. And that's where, you know, it all puts it in perspective. You know, you go through this emotional roller coaster. I know my son was, because he was upset. He was upset that he got hit. And he was also aware that someone might have been hurt. In fact, his intention, he told me later in the car as we were following his car to the body shop, his intention was to then pull over and then, you know, safely pull over past the intersection and get out and go check on everyone, see if they're okay. But it happened fast at the intersection. That's when the collision happened. And as it turns out, the young lady in front of him, that was her intention as well. Isn't that awesome? You know, just the fact that both of these, and she was about the same age as Wyatt, we know from the license. And it's just amazing that both of these young, amazing individuals had the forethought in that instant to say, I want to pull over and check to see if everyone's all right. Unfortunately, misjudgment occurred and an accident ensued, another one beyond the major one. So, and luckily and thankfully, she is okay as well. Absolutely no problems, no injuries of any kind. Same with Wyatt. And the thing is that, you know, again, the life of a successful entrepreneur isn't a perfect one. No one's is. Everyone's human. So no matter what you think of and see on Facebook, and I can fall into that trap as well at times, where you see, you know, the uber successful, the Grant Cardones and the Tony Robbins and, you know, the big names out there. Well, guess what? They go through issues just like this, just like everyone else does. No one is fallible. We all do. And when it comes to running a business, the same is true there. again, the more successful you are, the more problems you are faced with solving. So it's really about how you react to them. And that's the key to success. It's not how do you avoid issues, because if that's what you're trying to do, then you will not achieve a high level of success. Guaranteed. You cannot avoid issues. In fact, you should embrace issues, because that is the sign that you are succeeding at a higher level. And then you adjust, you scale your business, you bring on help, you bring on apprentices, as I am now doing. I brought on one apprentice, and I'm looking for more to bring on to take on additional tasks, because I'm facing greater problems as things grow in my business. And it's a wonderful thing. I'm happy and blessed and joyful to have it. So I just wanted to have this real special edition. No bookmark section on this edition. Just grab those pictures from the scene. And thankfully, and I'm so blessed that I was nearby, you know, close enough to go, just in case there was any issue. Another phenomenal thing was, so I'm the parent of Wyatt, obviously. I am his dad. The young lady who he was involved in the collision with, her dad showed up. And he looked roughly the same age as me, and I loved the way he reacted to the whole incident. The first thing I did is I saw him and his daughter standing kind of near the front of that house where her car ended up stopping after the collision. And I just went up to him, and I asked him, do you know if the other people involved back by the waste management truck, if they are okay? Did they make it through? Because I could see the rough-looking results of that horrible accident. And he said, and he just, you know, beamed with a big smile and says, yes, thankfully. And, you know, that's what's so important. Cars are cars. You know, these pale in comparison to the importance. And it was so refreshing to see someone have that reaction. And I completely agreed with them. We shook hands. There was no animosity on either side on whose fault was it. That wasn't the more important thing was, you know, there was probably one life at stake right there. Maybe two. I don't know what the severity of the second one was at all. And even Wyatt did not know. So much was going on. But the cool thing is you know, just to be blessed, to thank yourself for your blessings. Thank God for your blessings. You know, that you have that wonderful spouse, if you have a spouse, or you have that boyfriend or girlfriend, or even a colleague or friend, that you can lean on, and just, you know, take some time out today or tonight and reach out to them and say, I love you, and give them a hug if it's appropriate. You know, just show them you appreciate them, because, you know, even though no one passed away right there on the scene, life is short, and let's make the most of it by being genuine with each other and loving each other. And then take that and extend that into your business. Extend that into your business and operate your business with integrity at all times. And look, we're all human. We all make mistakes. But as long as your intention is to operate with integrity, then those mistakes can easily be overcome and explained and even made up for. I'm the same as everyone else. I've made mistakes. I will continue to make mistakes. In fact, that is one of my mantras, is to make as many mistakes as fast as I humanly can so that I can get to the big success. And those aren't mistakes to be made on purpose. Those are made with integrity, and it's with continually experimenting and moving forward and making phone calls and asking for the sale, getting many no's before I get the first yes. And so that's just felt that was weighing on me after, you know, we returned home after going to the auto body shop. They believe they can recover the vehicle, which is phenomenal. It's fantastic. I'm glad. If they couldn't, we would adjust and figure out what to do. You know, we're just going to wait and see what happens and then adjust accordingly. And that's all you can do, really, and not worry about what if. What if they total it? Well, if they do, then we know we'll have to take another step. The thing is, Wyatt's leaving us, leaving the nest, very soon, in a couple weeks, August 17th, we're moving him into a new apartment literally across the street from his new college campus at CSUN, Cal State University, Northridge. And so this, you know, of course, there's never a good time for anything to happen, ever, right? I was just talking about this last night, about the fact that there is never a right time. to do anything. There's never the perfect time to, you know, become pregnant and have a baby. It's never the perfect time to for things to happen. A lot of people just say, I'm going to wait till it's the right time. Well, that's a recipe for continued failure until you just say, look, I'm going to take action. I'm going to take action now. And just take care of it and go forward right now. I don't need everything to be perfect and in place. Like this show, you saw it. There was a glitch. I had a wrong screen showing when it came up. It's okay. I'm fine with that. I have nothing to hide. And it's not perfect because this is a special edition. And I just threw everything together so fast because I wanted to get it out before it got too late in the evening for you. And if this strikes a chord with you, if you feel that this is a good message to impart upon those that you know, that you love, maybe that you work with, please, by all means, do share. I'm not even looking at comments right now. This wasn't meant to be one of those fully interactive shows. I'll take a quick gander as we're going forward, but I just wanted to put that out to say, you know, it's life can get in the way sometimes, and that's okay. Even if it does, is to keep pushing forward. It's all about how you react. And my initial reaction was one of thanks for my son being okay. And then from there, it's time to take care of business. What else? What do we have to do? You know, call insurance, all that good stuff. And I truly, truly hope the two individuals that were taken to the hospital, praying for them that they come out just fine. It's and the families, I'm sure, are going through some difficult times right at this moment. So that's it. Not to be a downer, but there is a life lesson with this one. And, you know, so what if it is a downer, actually? I should say that's just part of life. So, it's not always about the wonderful, beautiful things that happen in life. Sometimes you have those things that kind of knock you backward a little bit. And this was one of them. We'll get past this. And we're going to move on. And tomorrow, wanted to announce, tomorrow evening, I'm very excited. The show will go on tomorrow evening at 5:30 Pacific and 8:30 Eastern. We will be doing the real Mind Body Business Show with our very special guest expert, Roz Slaughter. He is an amazing, amazing young man. He owns boutique gyms in New York, several locations, along with a partner, and he's expanding his business so much so that he has moved himself and his family to Florida, all the way from the north to the south on the East Coast, and he's opened a location there already. When he landed, the minute he got off the plane, he was heading to a meeting as they're flying there to move. It's amazing. This guy just does not let the grass grow under his feet. Talk about an action taker. And on top of running as a personal trainer, running fitness facilities, he's also a fitness business coach. So if you're in the fitness business, as I am, then he can help you to scale and increase your marketing and to learn all the ins and outs and nuts and bolts that not everybody takes into account when they're growing a fitness business. So he's an amazing guy. I met him several months ago. We both shared the stage at a fitness-based event. And it was the first time I ever met him, and I watched him. He was the first guest speaker, and he blew my mind. I was so taken aback in a great way by this gentleman. And we had some discussion through the day. It was a two-day event. We were able to have a few times to discuss and share with each other what we've been doing individually and collectively. And he's just got that integrity factor that I really aligned with. And the fact that he's, you know, achieved a great level of success makes him a perfect candidate for an upcoming show. So you're going to get that blessing tomorrow, 5:30 p.m. Pacific, 8:30 Eastern. And his name is Roz Slaughter. Go to reachyourpeakllc.com. That's reachyourpeakllc.com. And just scroll down. You'll see his handsome mug right there. And you can read a little bit about him, a little quick bio. But and more importantly, if you're not getting notification through either text or, say, your inbox on email when this goes live, you just happen to see it pop up, maybe on Facebook, maybe on YouTube, maybe on Periscope or any of the other, there's six total live streaming platforms this is going to at this very moment. If you don't get those, then go ahead. There's an opt-in form right there on that front page. And all we'll do is just remind you of the next show coming up and give you timely updates that, hey, it's coming. And here's where you can go watch it, because, again, it's in many different areas. So looking forward to that. I hope to see you tomorrow. And that's really all I had for today. A real quick special edition of the Mind Body Business Show. So for those of you that may be going through any kind of struggles, trials, tribulations, just know that they do end. They do end. Like I was earlier saying, my son and I, we were talking about it, and these things seem to come in threes. And I don't know, have you noticed that as well? Because we noticed that they seem to come in threes, and we talked about that. So there was, the first one was, he was driving our old family vehicle, Old Faithful, and it lost all of its fluid and then started smoking. He didn't know what was going on, but he did the right thing and pulled over. But that was the beginning of the end of that car. And then, as I mentioned just earlier, that he was rear-ended, sitting still at a stop light. There were actually two cars behind him, and another car slammed into the back of the back one, and accordion effect ensued. And then this one today. So hopefully he's done for a great while, because that was number three. And I've also gone through some minor personal things that came in a three. And, you know, it's just, that's the way it is. Just keep going. It's how you react to it. Just look at the positives. What can you learn from it? And, you know, count your blessings for all the things that did not happen that were bad. Just be thankful and then move on. Just move on and then focus. Always focus on what you want. Spoken by my mentor, Mel Cutler, many times from stage. I love it, and I do the same. All right, well, that's going to be it for me on this edition of the Mind Body Business Show, the special edition. So we'll see you again tomorrow. Much more upbeat, I promise. And yes, much more upbeat, because Roz brings some incredible energy, and I'll definitely be up for that. A lot more my normal self. And we're going to have a great time. So I can't wait to see you there. A lot of value. You're going to learn a lot about business, a lot about the mindset of a successful entrepreneur. So you don't want to miss this. The mind part of it is there. The body, you're going to see this guy. He is buff. He's a very well put together individual. He takes care of himself. He's got the mind. He's got the body. And his business is thriving. He's got the three. And that's what this show is all about. Can't wait. We'll see you tomorrow, 5:30 Pacific, 8:30 Eastern, Thursday, tomorrow, which is the August 2nd. It is August, my goodness. August 2nd with Roz Sutter. All right, we'll see you then. Have a great evening, and just keep smiling and keep that sun a-shining. All right, we'll talk to you again very, very soon tomorrow evening. All right, until then, God bless you. Bye-bye now.
Thank you for watching and listening. This has been the Mind Body Business Show with Brian Kelly.